بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our explanation of the Waraqat. Alhamdulillah, a number of people reached out to me. I will inshallah do my best to get this done as fast as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in khayr. Reach now the section on nasakh. Nasakh means to abrogate. And in the Sharia context, it means that a text from the Quran or a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that evidences the removal of a previous ruling coming from the Quran or sunnah. So a text from the Quran or something from the sunnah which evidences that a previous ruling has been removed. The remover is called nasikh. The removed is called mansukh. Ism fa'il, ism maf'ul. Fa'il, maf'ul. The process is called nasikh. Nasikh. Khalas, one more time. So the text or sunnah, which is the abrogator, is called nasikh. What it abrogates is called mansukh. The process is called nasakh. I'll give you a quick example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I previously prohibited you from visiting the graves. Indeed, now visit them. So previously, for those sahaba, radhiyallahu alaihim, they were not allowed to visit graves. That was a previous ruling. It was abrogated with his statement, ala fazuruha, now visit them. So that statement, now visit them, is nasikh. The previous ruling, the prohibition to go to graves, is mansukh. The process is called nasikh. So again, the statement, ala fazuruha, now go to the graves, is nasikh. Of what? Kuntu nahaytukum an ziyaratil qubur. I prohibited you from visiting graves. That's mansukh. The process is called nasikh. Here we learn something about how Islamic law, especially during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there's no nasakh after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we'll talk about in a second, how it took into consideration the development of the Sahaba. Imam al-Haramain begins his discussion by talking about two of the linguistic meanings of nasakh. He says, "Wa amma al-nasakhu fa ma'nahu al-izala." He says, nasakh linguistically, a وَأَمَّا النَّسْخُ فَمَعْنَاهُ لُغَةً. It's meaning linguistically as الْإِزَالَة, to remove. We say نَسَخَتِ الشَّمْسُ ذِلَّة, the sun بِإِنْبِسَاطِهَا, right? The sun with its brightness removed the shade, removed the shadow. Like when you see those slow motion videos where the sun is coming and the shade is like, it's like it's being peeled back. That's نَسْخ, linguistically. وَقِيل, and he says وَقِيل, and قِيل in Islamic studies, the word qil, the form from qal, qil ism alladhi lam yusamma fa'iluhu, it's the passive, it's called sighatu tamrid, the sick form, the weak form, meaning this is not the stronger opinion. When you see the word qil, it implies that what's coming after it is not the rajih, is not the stronger opinion, but it has a little, it warrants still being mentioned. Wa qil ma'nahu an-naqlu, and it is said that its meaning is naql, to transfer. Arabatu naql is a moving truck. Arabatu naql moves stuff around. Here naql means what? Nasakhtu ma fi hadha al-kitab. I took what's in that book and put it in this book. I copied it. There's a big discussion about, is this appropriate or not, this usage. The other meaning of nasakh that the sheikh, he doesn't mention linguistically, is at-taghir, to change. Something's changed. So I say like, nasakhati al-awasifu aw ar-rihu at-turab. Like the wind changed the dirt. Nasakhat al-awasifu athar ad-dari. Right, the strong gusting winds changed, removed, you know, the athar, the ruins of that abandoned home. The strong opinion is that it means izala. خلاص. Sheikh al-Imriti in Tasheel al-Turaqati says, النصف نقل أو إزالة كما حكاه عن أهل لساني فيهما. It's a nice poem he wrote about the Waraqat. He says, النصف نقل أو إزالة كما. يعني that نص means either نقل or إزالة كما as it was حكاه related عن أهل لسان. From the scholars of Arabic language, fihima, that both of them work. But the strong opinion in this context, is al-izala, as I heard from my teachers, wallahu a'lam. Then he says, rahimuhullahu ta'ala, wahadduhu, had means ta'rif, definition. But had, linguistically, is a border. We say, hudud al-balad. The borders of a country. Hudud al-wilaya, the borders of a state. Why? Because the job of a border is to keep people from leaving illegally or coming in illegally, right? Don't want to get into that now, but we're just using it ala sabil al-mithal. In Islamic studies, normative Islamic studies, had is used to border the mind of a student so that when they study the definition of something, nothing comes in which is foreign to the subject and nothing essential to understanding the subject gets out. It's like nice, right? فَهَذَا حَدْ. And the role of حَدْ, you need to remember this, is التصور. To allow the student to understand what the subject is. تصور هذا العلمي. خلاص. So he says وحده. It's definition. Then he says الخطاب. It's very important that he uses this word. And it allows us to appreciate the intentionality and deliberateness and carefulness of Imam al-Harami in his choice of words. Of course, going back to Imam Shirazi. Al-Khitab ad-dalu ala raf'i al-hukmi. He says that nasakh is, and actually if you pay attention, he's defining the nasakh. This is a rhetorical use he's engaged in now, but he says, والخطاب. Why does he say al-khitab? To show that the only thing eligible to be an abrogator has to come from the Quran or Sunnah. Khitab. Khitab Allah. Khalas. Ad-dalu. So see that the precision of his language. Because sometimes people, oh, we can change this ruling because of this. Oh, we can, you know, get rid of this ruling because of that. What are you using to make nasakh? And as we'll talk about in a second, la nasakha ba'da asri Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi. There's no nasakh after the time of the Prophet. Why? Because it's khitab. The khitab stopped when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. As Ayman said, what makes me sad is that revelation stopped. When revelation stopped, there's no more nasakh. Because al-khitab ad-dalu al-arfi al-hukm al-thabiti bil-khitab المتقدم أو كما قال رحمه الله. Right, that نسخ is a verse from the Quran or Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which evidenced the removal of a ruling from a previous verse of the Quran or Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'll define it one more time in English. A verse of Quran or Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that evidences the removal, the abrogation of an established ruling that came from a khitab from the Quran or Sunnah previously. Al-Amriti in At-Tasheel al-Turqat, he says wahadduhu, right? He says wahadduhu raf'u al-khitabi lahiqi. It's nice, yani. وحده رفع الخطاب اللاحق ثبوت حُؤْمِن بِالْخِطَابِ سَابِقِ. So لاحق is coming. سابق came. So لاحق is the ناسخ. سابق is the منسوخ. Interesting, right? But here he does a lot of stuff. We don't have time to talk about it. Maybe in the future we can explain تسهيل الطرقات. But let's focus on what Imam al-Haramain says. He says, وَحَدُّهُ شَرْعًا الْخِطَابُ الدَّالُ عَلَى رَفِي الْحُكُمِ الثَّابِتِ بِالْخِطَابِ الْمُتَقَدِّمِ. He said that Nasr is a communication from Allah through the Quran or Sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that evidences the removal of a ruling which came from a khitab, a previous khitab from the Quran or Sunnah. Ala wajhin, and here he says ala, pay attention if you're studying this with me in Arabic, ala huna bima'na ma'a, ma'a wajhin, na ala bima'na ala, yani al-tulu' al-ma'iyya, ala wajhin law lahu ay la law ay ad-dalu la kana al-hukm thabitan ma'tarakhihi anhu. If it wasn't for that later ruling that comes from the Quran or Sunnah, then that first ruling will continue. It will continue. It wouldn't be abrogated. That's why some scholars, you know, Al-Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Arabi says, bayan intihai al-hukm. It's also a definition of Al-Baydawi in Minhaj. Bayan intihai al-hukmi al-shar'i. Bi al-hukmi al-shar'i al-muta'akhir muta'akhir anhu. And he clarifies it's the end of the ruling, but here, ala wajhin lawlahu, meaning ala wajhin that is nasikh and mansukh. And it came after. So also means it's not takhsis. Because according to the majority of usuliyin, except for the Hanafis, takhsis can happen before or after the ruling. The Hanafis say it has to be at the same time in usul al-shashi. But the majority of Ahl al-Sunnah say al-mukhassis can come before the ruling or after the ruling. That means it's not ala wajhin lawlah. Or it's not a ruling which is mu'allal, like it's conditioned on something. So, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا وَحُرِمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرِمَ. You know, like, you are not allowed to hunt while you're in a state of ihram. وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاصْطَادُوا. But when you get rid of ihram, now go and hunt. Does that mean now the first one that says وَحُرِمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ سَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمَةً, does that mean that that's mansukh? No, it's not mansukh. It's mu'allal. It's conditioned. When you get out of ihram, you can hunt. But if you go back into ihram later on, what? That ruling comes back. That's different. The nasq. Nasq is the removal of the ruling. So when he says عَلَى وَجْهٍ لَوْلَاهُ, it has to be in a way that without it, then that first ruling is going to continue. It's going to continue either because it's takhsis am, it's going to continue because it's taqid al mutlaq, or it's going to continue because it's mu'allal. Like the example I just gave you. You know, when you are in a state of ihram, you're forbidden to hunt. When you break away from ihram, hunt. That's not nasikh and mansukh, that's mu'allal. That's mu'allal. فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُ الْبَيْعِ. When the time for Jumu'ah comes, race to Allah's remembrance and stop selling things. Then Allah says, when the prayer is over, right? فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Then go and get back to business. Does that mean the first one is nasikh? No, it's related to the timing of prayer, when the ending of prayer happens. So that's not nasikh. So it's not takhsis al-am. It's not ta'meem al-khas. It's not taqid al-mutlaq. It's not tatliq al-muqayyad. It's raf al-hukm. The hukm is gone. For example, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Don't come to prayer while you're drunk. Later on, فَجْتَنِبُوهُ. هذا نسخ. ناسخ and منسوخ. It's done. There's no more conditional drinking. There's no more this time, that time, that time. Done. That's different than if you're selling before Jum'ah, then you stop for Jum'ah, then after Jum'ah, you can sell again. That's different than when you go to Ihram, you can't hunt, and when you stop Ihram, you can hunt again. That's not Nasr. You understand here? وَلَا تَقَرْبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطَّهَرْنَ رِوَايَةِ شَعْبَةِ. Don't come close to your wives until they purify themselves. It's not Nasr. So that's why he says, لَوْلَاهُ أي عَلَى وَجْهٍ لَوْلَاهُ لَكَانَ ثَابِتًا مَعَ تَرَاخِيهِ عَنْهُ. There's other things too. Why does he say khitab? What is abrogated also is related to khitab to show there's a ruling there. Because if there was no ruling there before, then there's no nas. Like, pay attention to what I'm saying. If there was never a mansukh, then there would never be a nasikh, because it would be a bara'atul asliyah, which is the foundation of everything. When there's no ruling, it's understood that it's permissible. So when he says, al-khitab, 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 for the nasikh and the mansukh, this is very important. That's why I said earlier, pay attention to the precision of his language. Rahimahullah. So to summarize, what does he say? He says, وَأَمَّا النَّسْخُ فَمَعْنَاهُ الْإِزَالَةِ وَقِيلَ مَعْنَاهُ النَّقَلْ. خلاص, we talked about that. He says, وَحَدُّهُ الْخِطَابُ الدَّالُ عَلَى رَفِّ حُكْمِ أَوَ الْحُكْمِ. That it is a communication through the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the removal of al-hukmi al-thabiti, an established ruling, bil-khitabi al-mutaqaddim, by a previous communication from Quran or Sunnah. So khitab bil-khitab. Ala wajhin lawlah, in the proper way, so it's not takhsis, it's not taqeed, it's not tatliq, not ta'meem. Lawlahu لَكَانَ ثَابِتًا مَعَ تَرَخِيهِ عَنْهُ. Because if it wasn't this way, عَلَى رَفْعِ الْحُكْمِ, then it means that the original ruling is going to be conditioned. It's not going to be mansukh. It's going to be restricted. It's not going to be mansukh. It's going to be limited. It's not going to be mansukh. But this is رَفْعُ الْحُكْمِ الثَّابِتِ أي حُكْمِ السَّابِقْ بِحُكْمِ اللَّاحِقْ. We also said the reason he keeps saying al-khitab, 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 to show that it's not about hawa, but also to show that there is an original ruling. There is something which is eligible to be mansukh, which is, of course, the khitab al-awwal, which implies that it's not bara'atu asliyah, which implies that there was a ruling. If there wasn't a ruling, then the nasikh will actually be the first ruling, right? So alhamdulillah, we started now this discussion on a nasr, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bit tawfiq wa sadad. Next time, I'm going to talk more about a nasr wal mansukh. Barakallahu fikum wa jazakum allahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.